he said, he summed it up. It's been a lot of drama around this recall. It's not only that the district attorney and the registrar of voters' office is involved, but the post office is involved.
Right.
The post office was supposed to take the certified mail to the district attorney's office, get the letter signed, received, date, and time. Well, none of that happened. But they sent the receipt back to me with a signature on it, but nobody could prove who signed it, when, and where. So I'm down at the postmaster's office for 2.5 hours looking to find out who signed the letter. They said somebody in the district attorney's office signed for it, but the registrar of voters' office would not receive it because it didn't have a date or a time. So this has been going on for a month. Not only did they kick it out because one lady's signature, I don't know what was wrong with it. They said she moved. She said she didn't move. So it's like a whole lot of hassle behind nothing. But we're not going to give up. We got a new list, a new date on it. And I'm going to go back down on Monday. We need 20 signatures this time. So if they find one wrong, we got 19 more to go. Somebody say, all right. That's all right. So we can have, go ahead, brother. Huh?
You can sign it.
You can sign it if you allow me to count it.
I can sign it.
All right. Come on, Brother Keith. We're going to have Brother Keith sign right here. We already have Pastor Humphreys. We got another list here, but there's some other breaking news that's going to be announced in a few minutes. It's not looking good because now they're going to get sympathy on the case. Go ahead, brother.
Well, brother, we went through it over there in San Francisco when they threw out 33,000 votes. Take it to the elector itself. Don't trust the post office. That's what we, because there are tricks everywhere.
But it's their rule in a recall in the state of California that it has to be certified by the post office.
Certified and then take it on down.
See, so it's a game that they got going on. But I know you guys heard about the officers who were shot today. Well, the news is going to break in a few minutes. It's supposed to be a news conference at 7 o'clock, but they're all dead. This is a tragedy that's not going to be good in the city of Oakland. It's already broke on CNN 2 hours ago. And so we need to be united and make sure that we continue. Got another list for you, brothers. Come on up here and sign. We need some sisters to sign, too. If you're in Alameda County, come on up. So tomorrow, we need you guys to go home. Don't be out on the block tonight. Yeah, tell your children to go home tonight. Tomorrow.
All four. Just heard on 74th and MacArthur.
And Hillside. Two at the stops where it occurred, and then two more when they tried to get him out of the residence.
That's unfortunate. That's the way it goes.
Yeah. We don't want this to have any impact on our case.
That's right.
Because now you're going to have sympathy for officers because they're going to be able to say that this is the kind of stuff that they have to deal with.
They need a new job. If they're afraid, they need to get another.
We'll get you all the time.
Yeah, they have family, though. Not everybody is a bad police officer, so we don't want to go there either.
That's right.
We know we got family members who are officers, so you know we just can't put everybody and group everybody in one brush. I'm not going to do that.
But they should get rid of the blue shield that is not telling on each other. They are police officers.
And you'll probably have some of them hopefully will come up in this case and break the blue shield, the silent code.
Right.
Then they're going to have to find another job.
They need another job. They need to be a police officer.
It's also important to mention that despite this incident, being a police officer is still a really safe job if you look at it statistically. So their argument that they're constantly in a war zone and under fire is not true when you look at the statistics. It's one of the safer jobs that a person can have.
That's right.
I don't think we disagree with that. That's not to say that they don't have family.
But they're going to use this as an excuse for why they can be trigger happy because they don't want to be shot.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know how they're going to explain if they're out on the thing on BART. Everybody, all the people were on the train. And what were they afraid of? They've got two handcuffed people out there and they killed a man.
They can't justify that.
No.
But the lawyer said it earlier that we have to do our due diligence to make sure that we have representation in that courtroom. How many can make it to the courtroom Monday morning? We want to get there early enough. There's concern from the Grant family having to do with having enough space for supporters of the family to get in. I'm told that in the last hearing that there were law enforcement officers that were in the hearing room as support for Officer Meza, non-uniformed or uniformed, but occupying quite a few seats. Then when the public was allowed in, a number of seats had already been occupied by off-duty officers who were given flexibility to get in without standing in line. I think that we all want to make sure that however we make it known, we want those officers to get in line with everybody else. Unless they're on duty securing that courtroom, which is the role of the Alameda County Sheriffs, that's not the role of BART police, that's not the role of OPD, that's Alameda County Sheriffs, whatever they say they need to secure a room, that's their job. But to have 10 BART officers just hanging out waiting for the trial to start inside that room with 100 seats and 2,000 people standing outside isn't equal, it's not fair. We need to make that known, but we also need to know if we want to get in, be on time. Y'all got it?
Yes.
On time means about 8:30, because it starts, I believe, around 9.
10:30.
Starts at 10:30? Still 8:30.
8:30.
Because you won't be able to get up there. Right, last time they locked the elevators down once a certain crowd size reached that building. So we have to get in early enough to even get up the elevator.
Now, where is Department 11? Which floor is that
on? I don't remember the floor.
That sounds like it's about the fourth floor.
It is the same place.
I think seventh floor?
It'll be made known. Just follow the guns. Just follow the uniformed sheriffs. They'll be going to that floor. We're dealing a death blow to D.A. Orloff's career.
No.
Got to make sure I say career. Somebody think I'm a terrorist.
He may want to be the attorney general. Who knows?
He might want to be. I don't want him to be. Anybody here want to see Orloff as the attorney general?
No.
He's got not one vote in the room. Unanimous.
You got a place for two more signatures. Only if you live in Alameda County.
As a registered voter.
Can I sign? You might like to take Mayor Dellum's place, since Mayor Dellum didn't say, hey, this person ought to be prosecuted. Maybe he might want to be the next mayor. Who knows? We need to stop him here.
Yes, sir. Now, to all of the organizers, as we're winding down, those that represent organizations, Kate, BAM, others.
SLAM.
Those involved in this movement, we like to find a regular meeting time that allows us to discuss our coalition. We are certainly on No Justice, No BART. We are certainly very supportive and pleased to see pressure being placed from so many places. It really has others concerned about how do they stop a movement that seems to strike a different type of blow every week somewhere. When the BART representatives left here from last week. They've been shooting emails, making phone calls. They want to know how to satisfy us. One of the things that we're determined is they're not going to satisfy us by trying to talk with one of us. It's not going to happen. They sent me an email. I told them I'd get back to you. And never will find us ready to sit down in some private set where they take you to a side room and say, well, we can give some money for your program. We don't want no money.
No, you don't need any.
Y'all with us now?
Not
for that. Y'all with me now? We want justice. We're not here trying to fund our nonprofit programs through BART. We're here to secure justice in the development of a system locally and statewide that offers justice to the poor. So when we have the meeting, they want the meeting. They want to know what a review board should look like. And we want to share with them what a real citizen review board with power looks like and functions like. In order to get to that place and to that point, we cannot allow any in our circle to be siphoned off by some offer of resources for an individual nonprofit. So we're tight. We got a tight circle. What do we have?
We need Brother James to come back up and put his zip code down.
James, we need a zip code.
Tamika. No, you got to come do it.
Tamika, you need a zip code.
And Michelle Muhammad.
Sister Michelle, you need a zip code.
Put your zip code down.
Don't tell their children. They didn't fill out the application. Did we tell you they kicked us out for not dotting an I and not crossing a T?
Come on up here. Reparations, come on.
Minister. Reparations, Reverend.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Gotta keep this zip code in place.
Not room for me.
We see.
We'll find a way. We'll make it fit.
No, we've got this AB 312.
Yes, sir.
And you spoke of a citizen's bill of rights. I wonder, could we kind of tie that in, talk to whoever is presenting that AB 312?
Yes, we're arranging to meet with Assemblyman Amiano. Hopefully we'll have him in a town hall with us soon. But even more importantly, everybody mark this on your calendar. April the 8th, we go back to Sacramento with a lobbying effort. We are taking bus loads to Sacramento to address change in the law. The murder of Oscar Grant demands that we force change in the law, so that no other innocent human being is murdered and there's a system that protects by law enforcement the murderers.
Right.
We have to now lobby our legislators to change the system of law where law enforcement officers are concerned that break the law. I just don't see personally a need for special protection. I know if you handle a gun in your livelihood, it's got to be some measure of respect for the fact that you may have to use it on occasion. And if used properly, that's not a problem. The problem we have is that there's too many guns, too many clubs, too many cuffs that are used improperly, and there's too few occasions where law enforcement officers are ever made to pay the price for their wrong. So the sad thing is, after they shoot us without cause, after they beat us without cause, and the cities get sued, then they reach in our pockets and take our money and pay all those lawsuits.
That's what they do.
You almost need to charge those police with the crime of theft.
That's right.
They stole between 2004 and 2008 $115,000 from the taxpayers' money in Oakland, California. That's just from OPD. Now, we start adding in BART police brutality cases, Alameda County sheriff brutality cases, and the other areas that are engaging town halls right now as a result of brutality cases. How much money is being taken from poor people to pay for police errors? And let me say this as we close. There's a difference between an error and a mistake, by the way.
That's right.
If Johannes Mezzali
fell down and his gun fell out of his holster and misfired, that's a mistake.
Right?
Right?
Yes,
if Johannes Mezli reaches for his gun, then there's consciousness here. And as I've heard Attorney Burris say, even if you were reaching for his taser, he was reaching for something he never needed to reach for. Oscar Grant was laying on the ground with his hands behind his back. He needed no further restraint. He was under control.
Right.
So even the reach suggests consciousness, willfulness, and malice.
Right.
To use a taser on Oscar Grant would have been unlawful.
That's right.
Y'all with me now? And the only thing that may have resulted in it was still filmed was a lesser lawsuit. The dollar line. So that's all to say, sisters and brothers. We got work to do. Are we ready to go to work?
Yes, sir.
Are we ready to change the law?
Yes.
Now we want to bring busloads.
Yes.
We got to have a busload here in Olivet. It needs to fill in from Olivet and all the churches of West Oakland. We got to have several busloads over in East Oakland. We expect several busloads from Richmond, California, where police brutality runs rampant. We know we're going to have busloads coming from East Palo Alto, from Stockton, as well as hundreds joining us from the area of Sacramento. We are going to force the change. Watch President Obama as he works. He's saying, if you don't like what I do, I'm going to go get the masses of the people to push you. Well, the masses are going on April the 8th.
Right.
I believe that's a Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
April the 8th is our target date for Caravan for Justice 2. And we're now calling on everybody to join us in even greater number than we went the first time. You know, they wanted to ignore that we were there. But the hundreds of police officers on the street showed us that they knew that we were coming. Now, on this occasion, the budget passed, so they don't have to declare that the governor can't give it attention because he's signing and talking about the budget. They don't have the place to say that the legislation is too tired because they're up all night and can't sit down and sit with us. On this occasion, riding in with the support of our assemblyman, Sandra Swanson, we hope to have a sit-down meeting with the state Black Caucus, a sit-down meeting with the state Latino Caucus, a sit-down meeting with the state Asian Caucus, a sit-down meeting with all of those who deserve and desire justice for the people, be they black, brown, red, yellow, or white. This is a real lobbying effort. The only difference is we don't come with checks in our hand to get legislators to do wrong. We come with justice in our hearts to get the legislators to do what is right. Thank you all for your time and attention. Give each other a big round of applause. Before you, our sister, representing the family of Oscar Grant, to give us some closing thoughts, and then one of our pastors to give us prayer. Please receive Sister Diana and bring her on with a warm round of applause for God.